from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oh, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider. 800-700-6898. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems. And if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-700-6898. That's 800-700-6898. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-700-6898. 800-700-6898.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the 2024 Memphis Touchdown Club Fall Speaker Series, presented by Landers Auto Group. It's at the Hilton Memphis Hotel, with proceeds benefiting Le Bonheur Children's Hospital. Our first speaker is Cole Kublik from the SEC Network on Tuesday, August the 20th. Get your tickets now at 92.9ESPN.com through the Memphis Touchdown Club link.
Stay connected with 92.9 FM ESPN. Catch up anytime with all things Memphis. Never miss a moment on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Summer. Wait, we need to finish school shopping.
We've got this. The kids' favorite Good & Gather snacks at Target are now at a new lower price.
And $5 lunch boxes. Well, let's get Luna the Flower Bento box.
Good idea. And for our Mega Shark fan Max, I got the Shark Backpack. It's only $20.
Even 25-cent select crayons and $6 tees.
And we're done.
Now, where were we?
Cheers to us. When it comes to finishing your supply list, Target has your back to school.
Now, it's game time. Gabe Kuhn.
Ed Kuhn was one of the great little trivial nuggets in all football bios. His grandfather was the inventor of the Easy Bake Oven.
Like a boss, the best lineman on the radio. Well, the only lineman on the radio. It's game time.
Game time. We're ready.
The Gabe Kuhn Show. 92.9 FM. ESPN.
How about it? Off and rolling on a Thursday, August 8th, 2024 is the date. It's time for the Gabe Kuhn Show. I am your host, former Memphis Tiger offensive lineman, Gabe Kuhn. On X at G_Kuhn71, I'm alongside the executive producer of the show. As always, that's Connor Dunning on X at C Dunning 929. Connor, how are we feeling? Big dub today for Team USA. Take it away, Lee.
There it is.
Beautiful
the man
stuff.
Who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand
There you go.
Next to you.
There you go.
Her still today.
So I take it you're doing well, Tom.
Because there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
All right, there you go. There you go.
American heroes. Well, American heroes were born today, Gabe Kuhn.
Well, I don't even know if they were born. I think they were there already. I think they've been American.
And Steve Kerr is not one of them.
Steph Curry, LeBron James, Kevin Durant. I think they've been there before.
Joel Embiid.
That's a new one. That was
that's
born
a new
today.
One.
We can do that. That's fair. But if you're just now catching up, Team USA basketball came back from 17 down against Serbia and Nikola Jokic to win 95-91. That was phenomenal, though. It was absolutely
an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me.
We're going to be a music station off the top.
Next to you and defend her still today.
But we have 3 hours to talk on the way, courtesy of 92.9 FM, ESPN, and yours truly. We're going to open on what we just witnessed, live reaction to the 95-91 win by Team USA basketball, and live reaction to Steve Kerr and what he neglected to do throughout the game that he did at the end of the game for them to come through. He really went out on a limb. I'll give him that. Now, as far as guests are concerned, Jeff Calkins at 5 o'clock, Jeff Calkins Show in the Daily Memphian. He's a columnist there. And then also 6 o'clock, we have Kyron Samuels from Defiant Takes. He's also a four-year starter at Jacksonville State along the offensive line, also has the pulling guard. We'll talk some college football, little NFL, as we have some preseason games tonight. So that'll be fun. But we'll have NFL, college football, plenty of things to come up on the show. Blitz at 6:30, and then we'll get out at 6:50 with a rewind. But the USA came through 95-91. They get the W against Serbia after coming back from down 17, down 13 at halftime, and they ended up making it happen behind what I can only term as the Steph Curry game. 36 points, 12 for 19 from the field, 9 for 14 from 3, 8 rebounds, 2 assists. We've been waiting for him to come through this entire time, and here it is. Finally, we get the Steph Curry that we expected to get in his first Olympic play, right? His first time participating in these Olympics. But this game, to me, really comes down to clutch moments from the big three on the United States. LeBron James, Steph Curry, Kevin Durant. And if you've been following along, if you watched that whole game, you noticed a lot about the rotations. I saw Draymond Green call out his coach, his own coach, Steve Kerr. He said, sometimes you just need to scrap the rotations. In the third quarter, the U.S. had cut it to about 7 or 8. And he
It was closer than that, about six. I think it was six.
He pulled LeBron James and Steph Curry, and Serbia took an 11-point lead. They extended the lead out. He put them back in the fourth quarter for most of the fourth quarter, and then they came through and handled business. Steve Kerr has been on fraud watch. He will continue to be on fraud watch. But he really went out on a limb, didn't he, Connor? Throw KD, LeBron James, Steph Curry in the game, and you get the results that you're looking for. It's insane to me how he has mismanaged these lineups every step of the way. You should never be that close in a game against Serbia. There are 6.6 million people in the country of Serbia. We have 12 All-Stars on this Team USA. And you have to beat them by 4 after coming back from 17. It was a mismanaged game by Steve Kerr, but luckily his stars showed through in the biggest moments.
Baffling. I can't believe it, Gabe Kuhn. Putting the three players who have defined the last decade of basketball in the NBA on the floor at the same time. Lo and behold, it turns out it leads to good things. We have been screaming for Steph Curry, LeBron James, KD minutes since the showcase, throughout the Olympics. I know that they've been blowing people out, but we finally got those three guys on the floor at the same time, and good things happened. They started, to be quite honest, it seems like they threw the offense out the window, and they said, we got this. KD was calling people off. Steph Curry was setting picks for LeBron James in the pick and roll and popping out for threes. LeBron took over on the defensive end. It was a masterclass by those three guys. Yep. And you got to give credit. Joel Embiid, he showed up. There were two moments that were pretty
rough. Outplayed Nikola Jokic today for the most part.
Kind of, yeah. Jokic was awesome. Jokic was awesome. But
7 for 17 from the field.
It was very clear that Jokic, that Team USA was like, we're just going to try to take him out of the game. And then Serbia was knocking down threes left and right. It was unbelievable. They had 15 threes already heading into the fourth quarter. And Team USA just locked
them down.
And
they held them right there.
They held them right there. They couldn't really get much done in the fourth. What a performance from Team USA. But Steve Kerr, fraud watch.
It's ridiculous.
I don't know if it's ever been higher. Even though they won the game, you have NBA players, including on his team, Draymond Green, calling him out during the game.
Yep.
I was baffled. They made a run in the third quarter, got it within 5 or 6, and he pulled LeBron and Steph while Jokic was still on the floor, and then all of a sudden, it was an 11-point lead. What are you doing?
Not a surprise. Not a surprise.
What are you doing?
It's just amazing to me.
They're not tired?
A guy who has won 4 championships at the NBA level, a guy who has been able to, you know, see the best ball from Steph Curry in his career, he pulls him when he is hot. He pulls him when he is playing well. And he does that with the Warriors. He consistently pulls guys when they're making plays. I don't understand it. Sometimes, and I agree with Draymond here, you have to scrap the rotation and play the guys that are the best. And having Kevin Durant, LeBron James, Steph Curry on the floor should be painfully obvious. But it took him till the fourth quarter to make that happen for them to mount that comeback. And honestly, the lead for Serbia at one point, that 17-point lead, seemed insurmountable. But he finally pays his best players, and they come through. LeBron James finished with a triple-double, 16, 12, and 10. The fact that he is doing this at age 40 is absolutely insane. I do have to give credit where credit's due. Joel Embiid, he was 8 for 11 from the field, 2 for 3 from 3, 19 points. He outplayed Nikola Jokic on the offensive end of the floor. He has now become an absolute plus for this Team USA basketball team, although, you know, it started relatively rough. But it's amazing to me the mismanagement we're seeing from Steve Kerr.
So people that are there, and I didn't really notice this while watching the game because we were watching on my phone while getting ready for the show. We didn't have a TV, so we were trying to watch on this small screen, and we were losing our minds in a side studio, just screaming. I can't believe y'all didn't hear us on the mics on during Jeffrey and Company. Us just losing our minds. Apparently, Melo started calling things out to the team on the offensive end, and they just stopped listening to Steve Kerr. Like, Melo became the coach. Give him the whistle. Give him the whistle. Put him on the sidelines. That's hilarious. That they were basically like, we got this, man. We know what we're doing.
He wants to stick to a plan that doesn't work. He wants to stick to a plan of playing rotations. He's getting I said this earlier in this tournament, but he is caught up in the politics and trying to make people happy every step of the way. He wants everybody to get minutes. You're in the highest level of basketball right now. You are in the Olympics. You can't be worried about people being angry if they don't see the floor. You have to go win these ball games. He just, I can't understand it, but luckily he has the talent on his side to make up for all of his misgivings. I cannot understand Steve Kerr in the slightest. At the end of that game, though, I don't know if you saw it. I think you obviously saw it. We were watching it live, but you out there, I don't know if you got to see it. Kevin Durant, at the end of that game, getting the ISO, up by 2, going and taking it, getting to his spot, took the defender from Serbia off to the right, fadeaway jumper, knocked it down in the clutch. That was probably, for me, the moment of the game Obviously, you knew USA was going to come through at that point, but that was the clutchest moment of the game. That was unbelievable by Kevin Durant to be able to knock that shot down in that particular situation.
I'm not kidding. This is one of my favorite basketball moments, I think, of my entire life, watching that fourth quarter and watching these three guys come together who have defined basketball for a decade. These three, Kevin Durant, yep. Steph Curry, LeBron James, saving Team USA, putting the team on their back. The Steph bounce in three yep. was just, you can't electric. Make movies with that much tension when it was rattling in. It's a spiritual experience being able to actually root for Steph Curry and Kevin Durant and LeBron James on the same team. It feels unfair. I saw somebody say that it felt like rooting for Globo Gym for dodgeball.
Right.
And that's exactly what it feels like. It is, first off, mad respect to Serbia.
Yes,
100%. What a performance from them. It wasn't just Nikola Jokic. Marko Guduric, Grizzlies legend, was out there hooping. What a performance by them. They, it was heartbreaking to see their reaction after the game while we were doing our Eagle screeches, but man, what a game. Genuinely probably one of the best games in Olympic history.
It shouldn't be surprising, but one thing I notice about this team that just jumps off the page, they really have that switch they can flip on and say go. As long as Steve Kerr's playing the right guys.
No, it's turning off Steve Kerr's switch.
As long as Steve Kerr's playing the right guys. They have this ability once they get into a fourth quarter, if they are down, they can flip that switch on. They played unbelievable defense, got a bunch of knockaways, turned some defense into offense in that fourth quarter. Didn't let Serbia hit a three in the entire fourth quarter, even though that's how Serbia was living. That's how Serbia got to a 17-point lead. But they have this ability. They did it against South Sudan in the exhibition. They've done it throughout this tournament. In that game against Puerto Rico, they were down early. When they decide enough is enough, they really can flip that switch on. I do hate the fact that they have to rely on that. I hate the fact that, you have to go through those nasty moments. It's like they have to learn that they can get beat before they start playing at the peak of their abilities. But they do have that ability to just flip that switch on. It shouldn't be surprising when you have LeBron James, Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, Joel Embiid, all these different players at the exact same time on the same floor. But they have a knack for when it really matters, when you need to come through in the clutch. They really can do this. This team, I think they have that unto their own. Obviously, there's a lot of Team USA teams in the past that have never really played that close, have never had to really come through like that. But this team, when it really matters, they can come through.
The sequence that included, I think it was three plays in a row. LeBron hit a layup, Steph hit a three, and KD waved people off and
yes.
then hit the mid-range jumper. I think I transformed into a bald eagle.
Yeah.
And just, I was watching myself outside of my body.
You gave a couple of eagle screeches.
I actually think that I flew for a second. I got off the ground. I got some air. Mm-hmm. God, that was exciting.
And honestly, I think what really went wrong for the USA today, the bench was not good today.
No.
They did not get a lot out of their bench. Bam Adebayo's been solid. He didn't play that many minutes, but he had 0 points. Derek White was not able to put anything on the board. Anthony Edwards, only 2 points today. They didn't play that bench unit all that much, but the bench was not coming through in the first half. That's why Steve Kerr had to immediately go back to the starters, at the end of the third quarter, and then playing the entire fourth quarter with all of those starters. The bench really just did not play up to their ability today, and that's why it was so close.
It was very odd watching it, because when Anthony Edwards was actually in the game, they were kind of hunting him on the defensive end.
Right.
He just didn't have a great defensive performance, and if you were listening to the commentary during the game, Dwayne Wade kept pointing it out. He kept being like, this is where Ant has to step up. He has got to activate the defense that we know he can play, because it was just, they kept putting him in a pick and roll, and he would lose the shooter, and Bogdanovich was just going crazy, man. So, yeah, amazing performance by the stars of Team USA. I am so happy they won this game. I will say, though, the conversation about Steve Kerr needs to be had, because this team is winning
We've
in spite of
it.
Him. They're winning in spite
yeah.
of him, and it's so clear that that's happening now. The rotations don't make much sense. They're not running his offense when they're the most successful. It's driving me nuts. He has got to just let these guys play basketball and stop taking them out when they're going on these runs. This is the game to get to the gold medal game. They aren't tired, man. They can play the rest of the third quarter. You get a break between the third quarter and the fourth quarter. If you ask Steph and LeBron, they would say, yeah, we wanted to stay in the game.
Of course.
Especially when Jokic is still on the floor. Listen, if Jokic wasn't on the floor, I would understand taking them out a little bit more. But taking them out while he's still in the game, What are you doing?
And one thing I still don't understand is watching his rotations, watching his substitutions. He's still doing full platoon swaps. He's still doing it. Why? We're in the nitty-gritty of this tournament. You're in the semis. Decide who you're going to play and play them. Stop doing full platoon swaps where guys can't get into a rhythm. And again, it's just not surprising. He finally put in his stars, played his starters for the most part, besides Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant has been coming off the bench. But he played all of his best players, let them get a nice lather, probably the entire fourth quarter, 10 minutes, and they get into a rhythm, and they come back, and they win the damn game. It's just what's painfully obvious, Steve Kerr seemingly, he can't see.
And, I understand that I view Steve Kerr through a certain lens. I'm not a Steve Kerr guy. And there was a moment where I was like, am I delusional here? Am I just finding somebody to blame because Team USA is down by double digits right now in the game to get to the gold medal game? Am I trying to find a reason to cope? Am I just crying to cry? And then I open up Twitter and I just see NBA player after NBA player after NBA player be like,
What the hell's going on?
It's crazy. I don't understand how Warriors fans have done it. I guess the championships probably help. But Steph Curry has been hiding, I feel, the Steve Kerr stuff for years. It's crazy. When you were watching the game and the flow of the game, I could not believe he took him out. I couldn't believe it. I was genuinely shocked. Drew Holiday hit one shot in the game, and it was a huge three. Team USA, I think within five or six. I think it was five. And then all of a sudden, they cut to Steph and LeBron leaving the floor. And I'm like, what's going on? And even Dwayne Wade was like, wait a second, what's going on? Boom, immediately, 11-point lead by Serbia.
There's just something amiss with him. He's just buying into the politics of this whole thing. He is buying into playing everybody every waking moment. You have to just buckle down and go win a gold medal at some point. I'm glad he was able to do that in the fourth, but what's painfully obvious to the normal casual viewer watching that game doesn't seem to be obvious to Steve Kerr. Now, the USA will move on Saturday in the gold medal match against France. France avenged their only loss of the entire tournament against Germany today. So they are 4-1 heading into this game. They ended up winning 73-69. They set back, France and Germany set back basketball into the Stone Age today. If you watched that game, that was brutal. Absolutely, positively brutal. Rudy Gobert is not playing that much for France. I wonder if that's going to change. I know he's relatively injured right this second, but I feel like that's a type of guy against this front line for the United States that they're going to have to try to force out there on the court. But when you look at these two teams today, France shot 44% from the field, 22% from three. And then Germany shot 40% from the field and 29% from three. Nothing was falling. It was an old-school defensive battle. And we'll see how the United States handles France. I think it's a good matchup for them. They're just going to have to deal with Victor Wembanyama. And I don't think Victor Wembanyama, what he did today, he shot 4-for-17. I don't know if that's going to hold going into the gold medal match.
What an atmosphere we are going to see. You have Victor Wembanyama leading France in France for the Olympics.
Yep.
Playing the center that spurned France, Joel Embiid.
Yep.
Team USA, legacies on the line, a young legacy moment for Victor Wembanyama. It's going to be absolutely electric. It's going to be so much fun to watch, and I might pass out watching the game.
Yeah. It should be a really good time. I just think that Team USA matches up so well against France, though.
They do.
I mean, the perimeter play for France, it's very lacking. It's lacking pretty substantially. And when you look at the perimeter play for the United States of America, especially when Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, and LeBron James are on the floor at the same time, they're nearly unguardable. And I hope what Steve Kerr does going into that game is plays his damn best players. Throw them out there in the starting lineup, try to build a lead, and then carry it throughout the rest of the game. I'm not saying don't play your bench at all. Of course you play your bench. You're going to get some Ant Edwards minutes. You're going to find a way to get Jason Tatum on the floor. But at the same time, you have to go out there and leave no doubt. You You don't want to get into a situation in the gold medal game like you got into today against Serbia. You do not want to have to come back from 17 points down because the bench that you insist on playing is not playing well enough. I like this matchup for Team USA. I think they should win relatively handily. But we know that the France crowd is going to be absolutely rocking, and Victor Wembanyama is going to be on his best behavior.
I really do feel like I just watched one of the best basketball games of my entire life. It was the fear that I had in my body heading into that fourth quarter and the takes that we were going to have to see. Thank God he played those three guys the entire fourth. They played the entire fourth quarter. Do you think that KD starts next game?
I would hope. I guess what Steve Kerr will tell you is if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But it was kind of broken today. It was kind of broken.
Oh, it shattered.
Yeah. They had won every game by 15-plus leading up to this game against Serbia with Kevin Durant coming off the bench. But play your best players. Like that's what I just don't understand it, Connor. Like, how easy is that? That is a very simple concept that Steve Kerr waited until the very last minute to do. Play your best damn players. And I hope they come out and they start Kevin Durant. I think a starting lineup, something like LeBron, Steph, Joel Embiid, Kevin Durant, and probably Jrue Holiday throw in there. I think that's a good starting lineup that they could run out there against France.
Not bad at all. Not bad at all. It really does feel like, though, it's going to come down to, can the bigs contain Victor Wembanyama? If you can contain Victor Wembanyama, you should be able to win the basketball game. Because the guards for France, they're not bad by any means, but, you know, they're a bit aged. You know what I mean? Like, you have Frank Ntilikina, who I forgot was still playing basketball.
And Evan Fournier,
which, do not Google his last name, by the way. That's a bit from a few years ago, but do not Google his last name. You're going to see something that you do not want to see.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Yabusele, not bad. Nick Batum still kicking around. He's kind of their version of the LeBron James. Mm-hmm. So just contain Victor Wembanyama. Focus on him and make the rest of the team beat you.
Yeah.
Period.
And I think you could have a really good day from the 3-point line against this team.
Yeah. Not also, great, don't not give great. Up 15 threes.
They're not very good at defending the 3-point line. Although they did really well against Germany, but Germany doesn't have the 3-point shooting that you expect. I mean, Dennis Schroeder's probably Franz is probably the guy that knocks down a bunch of threes for Germany. But they did really well today. I think the United States should be able to handle this easily, don't you? I mean, this doesn't seem like it should be that complicated.
I mean, we said the same thing about today, though. You know, we had the same assumption heading into today, and it's a similar matchup. You have a generational talent at center, and the rest of the team can get hot if they're playing off of him. And that is how France moves. If Victor Wembanyama, if he is having a good game, usually the rest of France is having a pretty good game. So try to shut him down as much as you possibly can. Make the rest of the guys beat you. Play your best guys. Don't do platoon swaps. Don't pull them when they're in the moment. Let them play. This is a gold medal game. Legacies are on the line. It's probably the last Olympics we're going to see from LeBron James, Kevin Durant, and Steph Curry. Let them play as much as they want to play. I would tell them, I will take you out when you say you want to be taken out.
Yep.
Or foul trouble. Those are the only two reasons you take them out. They ask to be taken out or foul trouble.
The Olympic tournament, though, I don't think we give it enough credit. It really is phenomenal.
Oh, it's been amazing.
It's
been so good.
And honestly, you know, I was hoping it wouldn't be as close as it was today, but it definitely adds a signature Olympic moment to sort of what we've seen already. You know, I Noah Lyles, we know, getting across the finish line, winning by 0.005 of a second, that type of thing. And obviously they spurned him today by going and winning that game. But this definitely, you know, as much as I don't want to see them play close, this was phenomenal. This was probably my moment of the entire Olympics.
It was because it wasn't just the Olympic, like, it wasn't just Team USA winning. I really do think it's special. If you have been an NBA fan for the last 15 years, if you've been an NBA fan, watching those three guys put Team USA on their back and playing together like that and closing the game the way that they did, with the intensity that they did, with the scoring that they did, it is special. And it is something that I will never forget. We will tell, hopefully, our kids one day, semifinal game, Serbia, those three guys went absolutely bonkers. LeBron James just recorded the second triple-double in USA men's basketball history. Do you know who the other triple-double was?
I do not.
LeBron James in 2012.
Yeah. That's good. And then Steph Curry, second most points in a singular game
he
for anybody
crazy.
In Team USA that ever has donned the Team USA uniform.
Being able to watch Steph Curry and not have the fear of God in me every single time he takes a three.
It's nice.
Oh, it's freeing. It's the best feeling in the world.
Yeah, to be able to have him on your side.
Yeah.
Pretty nice.
It's amazing.
Yeah. But he was awesome.
Unbelievable.
It's surprising to me that it took this long. Steve Kerr has made a point to try to get him involved and get him going, and it didn't happen until today. Hopefully he can carry that over to the gold medal game against France, though. So we will see what happens. Also, the Olympics. Did you see the 400-meter gold won by the U.S., Quincy Hall?
Unbelievable.
How did
also
he do
unbelievable.
That? I still am just
because apparently kind of,
it's a full sprint. That's what a 400-meter is. I know it's a little more distance, and it's really hard to sort of keep your breath about you. But for him to be able to sort of save that up to the end, it's a full sprint. I don't know where, like, to fall back like that and be able to make up that ground in the 400 meters, absolutely insane to me. It boggles the mind.
I saw a couple tweets from people who are 400-meter runners, and they said the pain that he must have been in that last 100 when he sped up and caught them is truly remarkable. They're like, and that's why he immediately fell down and started doing a snow angel.
Yeah.
But it
he
was
came
because
back from
his
fifth.
Body just shut down.
It was the last 100 meters he came back from fifth to win it. And it's a full sprint. It's a 400 meter.
Unreal.
I cannot understand how he had that left in the tank. That's absolutely insane. Well, but shout out to Quincy
and
Hall.
You mentioned him. Noah Lyles. I know that it was bronze today. I know.
Yeah.
He got bronze. But then it was revealed that he had COVID-19.
Yeah.
Winning a bronze medal with COVID?
Yeah.
Pretty damn impressive.
Good. Pretty good.
On top of asthma?
Yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah, and he's already had the respiratory issues.
And thank God they won, too. Because I don't... if he had won a gold and a bronze and then Team USA lost in the semifinal...
Yeah, that would have been brutal.
It'd have been brutal.
Now, the best place to bet the games this summer, and we only have a little bit more time, but it's FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers can get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Then you can bet all your favorite international teams and all your favorite sports, basketball, badminton, soccer, swimming. Make sure you bet on the gold medal game. FanDuel has it all. So don't miss your chance to score $150 in bonus bets if your first bet wins. Just visit FanDuel.com/GabeK. That's G-A-B-E-K. Again, G-A-B-E-K to sign up and start betting the game today. Make every moment more with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. You must be 21 plus and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit is required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. And if you have a gambling problem, call the Tennessee Red.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Headline at 1-800-889-9789. 9. Now, we have some Memphis basketball news that is going to affect the staff. I want to talk about that when we return. There's a relatively familiar name that I think people will be able to latch on to that should be joining the staff here relatively soon. We'll talk about that next. 92.9 FM ESPN.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the 2024 Memphis Touchdown Club Fall Speaker Series, presented by Landers Auto Group. It's at the Hilton Memphis Hotel, with proceeds benefiting Le Bonheur Children's Hospital. Our first speaker is Cole Kublik from the SEC Network on Tuesday, August the 20th. Get your tickets now at 92.9ESPN.com through the Memphis Touchdown Club link.
Stay connected with 92.9 FM ESPN. Catch up anytime with all things Memphis. Never miss a moment on 92.9 FM ESPN.
With Progressive's Home Quote Explorer, you can check if you're paying too much for home insurance, because giving you options is the right thing to do.
Oh, you mean like when I let someone with less groceries go ahead in line? Sure, there's a part of me that thinks, if you only need three things, maybe go to a convenience store next time. And now they're sifting through coupons and my frozen foods are about to be not frozen.
But still, it's the right thing to do. So compare rates with Progressive's Home Quote Explorer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer whenever I want?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. 94% of Sleep Number smart sleepers report better sleep. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, during our biggest sale of the year, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.
And now Martha Stewart for Skechers.
When I make a dish or embark on a craft project, I always use the finest, most fabulous ingredients and materials, which is why when it comes to footwear, I love Skechers, because Skechers is the comfort technology company and uses the most luxurious, innovative materials and designs to make wondrously comfortable footwear with all the fits and features like Arch Fit and Skechers' world-famous air-cooled memory foam. It's exactly the way I'd make shoes.
Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Hey, it's Tiki Barber. Superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey. You. School's coming back. Time to gear up. And at New Balance Memphis, we know what's up. Before hitting the books, check out the looks. Come together at New Balance Memphis at Poplar and 240 across from Cadillac of Memphis. New Balance Memphis, we got now.
These days, everything in Memphis costs more. But somehow, Verizon costs less, as low as $50 for a single line when you switch. So while coffee is definitely costing more, Verizon costs less. And dinner in Overton Square for two has gotten pricey. Verizon, less pricey. Rent in Midtown, that's not coming down anytime soon. But Verizon, down. Just $50 a line. Limited edition sneakers, through the roof. Verizon prices, through the floor. That designer golden doodle, so much more. A single line on Verizon, a fair bit less. Even a good old tried and true hamburger will cost you more. But with Verizon, the same good old tried and true service now costs you less. Point is, in a world that is always costing more, you can get more for less right now at a Memphis Verizon store. $180 BYOD and $360 local promo credits applied over 36 months. For new customers with one line and your own 4G or 5G phone on unlimited welcome plan required. Additional terms apply. Auto pay and paper-free billing required. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds.
Introducing the all-new Sonic Smasher, double or triple stacked with American cheese melted between Angus patties, smashed and seared to crispy perfection. Live free. Eat Sonic.
Hey, fantasy football fans. Do you want to be the owner who was doing a cram session the night before the draft? I didn't think so. You need to start your prep now. This is Faraz from Upper Hand Fantasy. Zach and I are here to get you ready for your fantasy football drafts with insights and advice from sleepers to busts. We've got you covered and give it the upper hand on your friends. Today is the day to start getting ready for the draft. So join us and stay ahead of the competition. Follow and listen to Upper Hand Fantasy on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attitude MMA Fighters presents MMA, the best mixed martial arts in the Mid-South. Weigh in Friday night at Southland Casino. Doors open at 6. The free show starts at 7. But the main event is Saturday night. Doors opening at 5. And the fight start at 6 with a full card. 12-bout card featuring 4 professional bouts, including Ethan the Arm Assassin Birmingham out of Law School MMA. You get nervous for fights like this?
I usually do, but for this one, I'm not that nervous. I'm more excited than anything.
Must be 21 or older to enter. Get your tickets now through the link at 929ESPN.com or through AttitudeMMA.com.
Timmy, everybody. Great job. Next up for our fifth grade class recital, we have Samantha.
10 times better performance can make a big difference. Castrol Edge Motor Oil gives your engine 10 times better high-stress performance. Castrol Edge, better oil for maximum performance. Now through December 28th, Castrol Edge and Edge High Mileage Motor Oil are on rollback at Walmart.
Claim based on sequence 9 test under high-load conditions versus APISP test limits.
It's Brian Baldinger with the Journey to Kickoff presented by Hyundai. First up is Kansas City, looking to become the first team to three-peat in the modern era. Of course, it starts and ends with their two-time MVP winning quarterback. The reigning champs added a solid weapon at wide receiver that should bolster their offense alongside their Hall of Fame tight end. Will their defense come along for the ride again this year? Journey to Kickoff is brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now back to the Gabe Kuhn Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Back in on the Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM ESPN. Memphis basketball, we know it's been a really relatively quiet offseason for the most part, outside of all the transfer portal additions. But we are looking at the staff. There's been a lot of staff turnover under Penny Hardaway. But there's a couple of rumored assistant hirings that Penny Hardaway is going to make, is trying to make right now. Now, there's going to be a little bit of a delay because I think it's there's some financials they have to work through. The assistant pool is relatively close to being maxed out, so they're trying to find a workaround of some sort. One of these hires is a meh hire. The other one I actually really do like. I'll get to that in a second. But first, it looks like former DePaul assistant Tony Harvey is working through his contract and potentially could be added to this staff. Relationship builder. I think it would be good. He'll be solid next to Penny Hardaway for the most part. But the other addition that I really do appreciate and I think is a good one. Do you remember Nolan Smith from Duke?
Of course I do. Yeah.
Nolan Smith, he's been with Louisville. There was some real interesting sort of reports out there about him potentially last year at the end of the Kenny Payne era sabotaging Kenny Payne. I don't know how accurate those reports are, but at the same time, somebody needed to sabotage Kenny Payne because it wasn't working. It wasn't working out. They needed a coup of some sort. But Nolan Smith is looking to be a part of this Memphis staff heading into next year. It's an NCAA champion at Duke. Scored 20 points per game his last year there. He's an All-American. He was a really good point guard. I really like this addition for a lot of different reasons. You have a young point guard, very impressionable, in P.J. Haggerty that you're going to have for a couple of years here going forward. He's got 3 years of eligibility. Nolan Smith is a guy who can definitely help a guy out like that. I think bringing in former players is always definitely something you need to aim for. They've been around it. They understand it. But a guy like Nolan Smith, who has won at the highest of levels, has won a bunch of tournament games, won a championship, has been an All-American, having him on staff with a young, impressionable guy like P.J. Haggerty, I absolutely love this addition. Now, again, the contract needs to be finalized. The looks like the assistant coaching pool is about maxed out. But if they are able to make this addition, I really like this hire by Penny Hardaway. And I really think it's one that could be very valuable for him going forward.
I totally agree with you. Wasn't it at one point the idea of Nolan Smith might end up being the Duke head coach after Coach K stepped down? I believe he was in the conversation.
Short list.
Yeah,
somewhat.
He was on the short list, which that means that he has real coaching pedigree, and I am very pleased for him to be on the Memphis Tigers staff. I think Penny Hardaway, it is true that there is coaching turnover with Penny's staff, but at the end of the day, that doesn't necessarily mean it's a negative thing. You know, we've heard from some assistant coaches, and it hasn't fit, but you know, at the end of the day, being able to continuously bring in talent like Nolan Smith as an assistant coach, that says something about Penny Hardaway. People want to work with him. And I am excited to see what this coaching staff looks like next season. Because I agree with you. I just think that who they have on staff now with the team that they have, it feels like a really good match because that team's going to be able to run Penny Hardaway's defense, but they're also going to be able to run the offense that he wants to. And having Nolan Smith there with a guy like P.J. Haggerty, that can only bode well for things in the future.
Yeah, and I think also, you have a guy in Nolan Smith who's really not that far removed from his career.
Right.
Played a little bit in the NBA as well, a little bit overseas, but he's 36 years old. To have younger, fresher voices, especially in this day and age of, you know, college athletics, I think you should do it on the football side, you should do it in basketball as well, but to have those young, fresh voices is so damn important. A guy who can actually get out there and practice with these guys. A guy who can show you, not just tell you, how to do certain things. I think this is going to be a massive hire, a really good hire for Penny Hardaway if it ultimately gets done. But, you know, I think generally speaking, yes, I know what you said about Penny Hardaway and, you know, people still want to work with him. One thing that I think he should strive for, though, is to be able to keep guys on campus for more than a couple of years.
Well, yeah.
You want, obviously, some continuity with the team, which we've not been able to do. It's just sort of transfer portal. You know, you get a bunch of guys out of the transfer portal, try to rebuild a roster. But with that staff, I think it would be very helpful to keep everybody.
No, absolutely.
Campus.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you.
Yeah. It's been sort of frustrating in that regard.
Well, that's where, you know, we talked about one of the goals for this season coming up is just trying to have as little off-the-court stuff as possible. And yes, there's been a lot of turnover, but to be honest, shoring up this staff now and getting a guy like Nolan Smith in the building, and you have Slick Rick and Penny Hardaway, I think that hopefully it can be a stabilizing thing this season. But no, I totally agree with you. It's been a bit of a headache. You know, every single offseason, it's not just the players that are leaving. It has been a few assistant coaches, and not all of them have left super pleased. And you wish that it was a different story. I will say, though, I don't have much negative about Nolan Smith coming to this roster or to the coaching staff. I think it's a great pickup by Penny Hardaway. And to your point, Kenny Payne was sabotaging himself, man. Yeah. I'm not 100% sure that was that was Nolan Smith sabotaging him. It was just that team gave up.
And can we be completely honest? If those rumors were true and he did try to sabotage Kenny Payne, you think Penny Hardaway would bring him down? You think Penny Hardaway would try to put him on his staff? Absolutely not. Penny's not going to deal with that type of headache. Penny does not want anybody to buck against him in that type of way, to talk behind his back. So something tells me that those rumors are false. But also, I think by the end of the Louisville experience, can we be honest? I think there was everybody in that athletic department was bucking against Kenny Payne.
Right.
He was terrible. He was awful.
And, you know,
no one was on Kenny Payne's side by the end. It wouldn't surprise me if Kenny Payne leaked that to try to, you know, get a little bit of sympathy.
Well, and to just add to the storyline of Nolan Smith and the Memphis Tigers, I'm pretty sure that they tried to hire Nolan Smith before he went to Louisville. Weren't they in discussions of him becoming an assistant coach?
I think there's been some
coach?
Discussions in the past.
Yeah, so it's somebody that they've wanted
this is
for
also,
a while.
But this has also been, you know, in the making for about a month now too.
Mm-hmm.
So this has been out there in the news. They were sort of eyeing him, but now it looks like they're finalizing the contract, and we'll see how it works out. One thing I do like about the staff hires he has made, you know, the Andy Borman hire. You remember that? I mean, it was you know, you bring in a guy from New York Rens. You're trying to, you know, do the recruiting thing, create those relationships on the recruiting trail. They don't need that anymore. You need to get guys who can help you with support staff, help you with on-the-court coaching. I think Nolan Smith, certainly Tony Harvey, can do that for you. You don't need any more player getters, I guess is the point I'm making. You need to find development guys. You need to find guys that can, you know, sort of be position coaches. I like the avenues that they're going down this offseason. And we'll see how it all comes together. Hopefully they can keep them on campus for a couple of years or even going into the future. But this is a massive inflection point. This entire season is huge. I don't think it's I don't think the Grizzlies and Tigers, the two basketball teams we have in town, are that dissimilar, right? And I sort of like the position they're coming from. There's less promises this year, and I think that both teams are in a position where they have good enough rosters to deliver. So I think there's more of an under-promise, over-deliver for both of those teams this year, and I sort of like the position they're coming from.
No, I agree. There are some similarities for sure where it feels like a redemption season could be on the way for both. To be quite honest with you, and this isn't a slight toward the Memphis Tigers, I have far more faith in the Grizzlies to do that than the Tigers, just because there is consistency with the roster. We know that they have a superstar in Ja Morant coming back. We already know what Desmond Bane and Jaren Jackson Jr. can do. We've seen flashes of being special from guys like G.G. Jackson. Then you have Zach Edey. It's just, there are more things that make me feel positive about the Memphis Grizzlies heading into next season than the Memphis Tigers. That being said, I don't expect a terrible season from the Tigers. For me, it's as simple as
get to the tournament.
That's all I care about. Get to the tournament, and I will sing your praises. That is the bar for success for the Memphis Tigers. You have one job to do, and it's to do that. It should be the only goal that they have. The non-con schedule, they did a great job putting it together. It's going to be difficult, and it's going to give you a bit of a safety net if you do well in it, if you get to conference. We've seen these teams, for some reason, the last few years, they kind of struggle when they get to conference. So hopefully they can pick up a couple wins in non-con, give yourself a bit of a safety net in your own conference. That being said, it's a weaker conference this year, so you should be able to run through it mostly. Just get to the tournament. That's all we're asking.
I guess the point I'm making is I'm quietly confident about both teams.
I see, yeah.
Right? They're both under-the-radar teams, maybe not the highest expectations, you know, as compared to years past. But I feel confident that both are going to reach the expectations that they set out to achieve.
To put money on it right now, like just... Would you, if there was a parlay, let's say that there's a parlay, okay, a 929 ESPN parlay of Grizzlies make it to the second round, Tigers right, make it to the tournament, Memphis football wins the conference championship, would you put money on it?
Oh, what are the odds? I need some value in that. Give me some value, then we can talk.
What do you think it would be, like?
I don't know.
Plus 500,
plus 550? Yeah. I'd throw a little scratch on that. I feel very confident about all these things. Of those three things happening, which one's least likely, though? Which is the least likely? I think it'd have to be sort of Memphis football.
I think so, too.
Winning an AAC championship. I think it's very likely that they can get to that point.
Honestly, if I'm going to be completely honest, I do think the least likely... The one I have the
least confidence in
would probably be Memphis Tigers basketball. But that's just because I haven't seen this roster. I don't know. It's an unknown. It's not because I don't think they can do it. It's more so... I have to see the team play. I've seen Memphis Tigers football play. We know what they can do. We know their main pieces are back this year.
Same with the Grizzlies.
There's far more consistency with football and the Grizzlies than it has been with Memphis basketball. I think that they can do it. I just need to see them play together. If you're making me pick, I have more. Like if I had to power rank them, I would say Grizzlies first, Memphis football second, then the Tigers. But it's not a huge gap between two and three.
It's just it's a bunch of misfit pieces that you don't know are actually how they're actually going to play.
I think
together. They
can be successful.
You see a bunch of continuity in Memphis football, and you have a bunch of carryovers for the Memphis Grizzlies and guys that are locked up. Your big three are locked up
right, for
the foreseeable future. So you know exactly what to expect. But I think that's going to be every year with Memphis basketball for the most part.
Probably so. It's the new day and age of college basketball, but that's why you hope that guys like P.J. Haggerty, you can keep on campus for a couple years.
Yeah.
Remember, we've been talking about trying to find those pillars to build the program around. I do think that they're making an effort to do that. I do think that they learned their lessons from last season, and they've been applying them to this offseason. I think they've done a really good job. I've been very pleased with the Memphis Tigers offseason. Yeah, we could have had another wing here or there, but at the end of the day, they built a really good roster, or a solid roster.
Solid roster.
Could be really good. Have a good schedule. Good coaching staff. Relatively no drama so far during the offseason. Don't expect any. They're all on campus. They're not meeting each other at the airport going to a tournament. Thumbs up for the offseason.
Yeah, in the end of the day, you know, I just think this team is way better built to play for Penny Hardaway.
Yes.
You just have better defensive players. You have more identity. And I think, Penny, we talked about it last year after the season. There's two ways you can go with this thing. You can get all the best players and you can morph around them like he sort of failed to do last year. With all those offensive pieces, he never really focused on the offensive side. He tried to force a square peg into a round hole. But the other way you could go is try to find more guys that fit your identity, and they don't have to be the stars. You don't have to get the best guys out there. You don't have to pay them $200,000, $300,000 in NIL money just to bring them on down because they have a big name. I think he got more role guys mm-hmm. that are going to be used to playing roles.
Yeah.
But again, like I agree with you wholeheartedly. There's just a bunch of unknown about how this is all going to play out in the end of the day.
And an unknown isn't inherently bad.
No.
That's because, to be quite honest, Zach Edey's still an unknown. G.J. Yeah. Jackson's still kind of an unknown. He's just shown flashes. Vince Williams is still kind of an unknown, but he's shown flashes. So it's like the unknowns on the other two teams, we've just already seen flashes from.
Yep. 100%.
Like the defense for Memphis Tigers football.
Yes.
Liberty Bowl.
Yeah.
Ignores the 400 yards. Liberty Bowl.
Yeah. But I feel like this team is just way closer to 2022 than 2023.
I agree. It really seems like they looked at what's been our most successful team, and it was that one. They said, okay, let's try to build it that way.
Yeah. Let's get a bunch of guys that can play roles for us that don't need to be the guy. You had a bunch of guys last year that weren't very interested in defending. And this year, you get a bunch of guys that are going to buy in on that end, hopefully, and that know they can fall into line. Yeah, I think you have a more established pecking order even from day one, even though you haven't seen these guys play together. You know that P.J. Haggerty or Tyrese Hunter is going to be the guy that takes the bull by the horn and sort of leads the way offensively. You know that those two guys are going. I think day one, people have an understanding on that roster that those two guys are going to run everything.
It could be a special fall for the city of Memphis with sports.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
I think everything is, I'm confident in every team, really. Memphis football, Memphis basketball, and the Grizzlies. I feel very confident. Again, it's a quiet confidence, but I feel very confident about what they can accomplish.
It seems like Memphis teams usually have the most success when they are a bit in the dark.
Yep.
Underrate them a little bit, and they'll show up.
Yep. I agree with you. I agree with you. Also, former Memphis basketball star DeAndre Williams. You see this?
He signed a two-year deal with
Sabah Basketball Club of the Azerbaijan Basketball League. He will compete with the team in the FIBA Champions League starting in September. I always knew that he was going to be able to land on his feet and find a spot. But he's older. There was always going to be the questions about, you know, all these pro leagues. Are going to be able to, do you want to take in a 27-year-old and pay him that type of money? But he's a glue guy, man. And he can score, he can do a lot of different things, and he's going to be an energy guy. I obviously never thought it was going to work out with at the NBA level, but he's going to have a long, long, prosperous pro career.
Impacts winning in a very real way.
Yeah.
Any team that has DeAndre Williams on their roster is lucky to have him.
I think we all miss him. We all miss him.
Could you imagine that team last year with him? Like, let's imagine. DeAndre Williams on that team.
It would have changed so much.
So much, dude.
Because
last year... David Jones would have been able to cook. He would have been able to play his natural role.
Well, but outside of just the chemistry issues in general, they didn't have a single guy. Maybe Caleb Mills, but then he got hurt. Mm-hmm. They didn't have a single guy that could just get everybody pulling in one direction. And DeAndre Williams, when he was on campus, was so damn good at that.
Well, that's why when Caleb Mills got hurt,
His energy was always so infectious. They didn't have an energy guy last year.
When Mills got hurt, I think it was... I think I texted you DEFCON 1 because it was right after we heard all of the conversation about he asked to come off the bench because he thought that that made the team flow better. He was the leader on the floor and in the locker room. He was the elder statesman of this team mostly. Like, he truly seemed to have an impact on the Memphis Tigers roster. And the moment he hurt his knee, the season changed. The moment he hurt his knee, it changed. He was almost like Spider-Man in Spider-Man 2, holding back the subway, trying to like save everybody, and it just broke, unfortunately. And that is why it is one of those sliding door moments in Memphis basketball history. If he doesn't hurt his knee on that play, which was a bit of a freak play, I think that they probably make it to the tournament. I do.
I mean, they were playing pretty damn well.
They were
well.
Playing really well.
But he was the only guy that could pull them all in the right direction. If you would have had DeAndre Williams on that roster, he would have been able
no to. No doubt about it.
You would not have lost that much in the Caleb Mills injury if DeAndre Williams was on that roster. But that's not like crazy analysis by any stretch of the imagination.
Hot take,
that's
DeAndre very Williams makes Memphis
Tigers painfully
better.
Obvious. That is painfully obvious. Now, we need to go ahead and grab a break, and we're going to get to hour number two coming up next. Jeff Calkins will join. Now, I will preface this by saying we will be discussing things that happened a while ago because we had to tape today. But Jeff Calkins will be next.
The Jason and John Show, weekdays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m.
Oh, I see a schedule.
I'm very excited about the slogan.
Time to pounce.
I think I'd seen it, but I'd not considered it and let it sort of sunk in. It is time to pounce. But pounce, it's not very, I don't know.
What would you say?
Threatening.
Well, that's what Tigers do. They pounce.
Yeah.
What do they do? It's time to attack? I mean, I guess you could say that.
I mean, let's be real. Tigger pounces. You know what I'm saying? I know you pounce on prey, but it's just not a strong word.
We're going to go to the beat.
What do we do? Time to pounce. We'll weigh it as the show goes on.
We're going to go to the review. We're going to go to the review. We're going to determine
2 pounds. It is what I understand. That's what they do right as they sort of duck down.
Right.
Before they hit their prey and jump out on it. But pounce, I just feel like it's.
All right, so imagine this.
I don't know.
So imagine we're two officials.
We're going to pounce on Tulane.
We're two referees at the Olympics.
Going to pounce on UTSA.
And we've gone behind the scores table. And we're now both looking at the play that just happened, right?
Yes.
And at the heart of the matter is whether or not pounce is a threatening enough word for opponents.
I mean, even strike is more threatening.
But Tigers don't really strike.
I know, but can we brainstorm anything else, or is pounce the best? I just feel like there's more out there. My point is that pounce is just not. You don't sound formidable.
Would you like time to attack better?
Yes.
Time to attack.
Much better. Much better.
I think
the time to kill.
But boy, you can't.
That's
what
I
can't do.
I understand that, but yeah. We want to go more along those lines. Was that a movie? That was a movie.
Yeah, it was.
Samuel was in that.
But Pouncer is the mascot's name. So that's the right. But you don't see Pouncer as intimidating at all.
He plays with children.
92.9 FM, ESPN's Jason and John Show, straight out of White Station in the U of M to your speakers. Weekdays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m.
Portions of today's program are pre-recorded.
Memphis's number one place for sports. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station.
Let's talk about Zen Sports, the new sports book in Tennessee that's bringing sports betting to a whole new level. When you sign up for Zen Sports, you'll automatically earn up to a $100 no danger first wager. If your first bet loses, you'll be reimbursed for the amount of your bet up to $100. And to close out the summer, Zen Sports is offering a special promotion for all new and existing customers, the MLB August Blowout Special Promotion. Every day in August, if you make a three-team MLB parlay, you automatically win your parlay if one of your selected teams wins by 10 or more runs. Zen Sports also offers a one-of-a-kind VIP rewards program. If you qualify, you'll earn monthly comps at sporting events, concerts, you name it, even sportsbook bonuses. The VIP program is by invite only, so if you feel that your Zen Sports play qualifies for VIP consideration, check out the program details and apply at zensports.com/VIP. So what are you waiting for? Zen Sports also offers true odds on all parlays, so get going and download their app at zensports.com today. Zen Sports betting just got better. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-889-9789. Terms and conditions apply. No danger wager limited to +500 odds. To qualify, boosted odds are derived from equivalent parlay bets offered in Tennessee. Must be 21 plus and in Tennessee to bet.
Portions of today's program are pre-recorded.
To celebrate Team USA going for gold, Xfinity is offering a gold medal deal. Now, through August 11th, get our best offer yet with 300 megabit Xfinity Internet and one line of unlimited mobile for just $35 a month for a year and a free 5G phone. And the action doesn't stop there. Save on some of the biggest names in streaming by adding the new Xfinity Stream Saver with Peacock, Apple TV Plus, and Netflix for just $15 a month. Don't wait. When the Olympic Games end, so does this deal. Go to Xfinity.com/Team USA. Call 1-800-XFINITY or visit a store today. Get the fastest connection to Paris with Xfinity, proud partner of Team USA.
Restrictions apply. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply to internet and mobile. Stream saver price subject to change. Xfinity Mobile requires Xfinity Internet. Actual speeds vary and not guaranteed. Free 5G phone requires eligible trade-in. Select models only.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all of that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.